as long as I don't have to hear about or see it. My microphone fell over and had nothing to do with me because I didn't hit it.
Can you reach it?
I even have my nails on.
Can you reach it?
Jesus Christ, I don't even know how to set up a microphone. Oh.
But no, it's on a very unsteady table.
I know where it is. What the hell are you doing?
I might have to do blooper reels.
I'll set it up because you're dangerous. Here, hold my wine. Jesus Christ.
I got all over that. There we go.
Oh, yes.
Well, it should be facing you.
It's also heavy.
Turn it around.
You gotta
turn it around towards you.
I know how to set up a microphone, girl.
I know. I know you do.
No, I'm not a professional. Here we go.
Okay. We're better now. We're good now.
It's not going to fall over?
Well, if you don't touch it.
Why is it swiveling so much?
Oh, because it got loose. I know, it got loose, but
I can't. All right, leave it like that. Don't touch it. Don't even look at it.
Well, you're like my last interview, so
don't even breathe on it. Hi, I'm Chalisa. What's your name? Oh,
Chalisa's talking to the phallic microphone.
Shh. Quiet.
Shh, we won't tell anybody. This is the Cherry Bomb. Welcome to Conversations with Crossdressers. This is episode 9, where I talk to Chalisa. This interview was done back probably in November when we were at Nicole's Nest. And it did take me a long time to finally get to edit and publish it. And I apologize for that. Unfortunately, I'm not really sure when I'll be able to get another conversation, although I might do some other podcast episodes without conversations, or maybe get some part twos on maybe Roxy or Mia. If there's any of you out there that would like to have a conversation with me, please reach out to me. If you can't get out of the house, we can Skype. Send me a message on FetLife at CBOMBS, CBOMBZ. This conversation that I have with Chalisa is pretty funny, and I also have a few bloopers at the beginning and the end, as you heard. We just became fast friends when I met her back in at Rainbow Mountain. And, you know, we talked about some serious things like, you know, acceptance and how far we've come in this world where people are more accepting of LGBTQ plus people. But I still believe we have a ways to go. It's also kind of a funny conversation because this was like the end of the night and we had a couple of glasses of wine in us and I might have smoked a little weed. So, it's kind of reflected in our conversation. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. And I really hope I get to talk and get some more episodes out to you very soon. Thanks for listening. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Chalisa.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Do you want to share your FetLife name or not?
My FetLife name is Chalisa. I think that's
it. It's just Chalisa.
I think it's just Chalisa, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Chalisa is dressed in a polka dot dress that's kind of like a 50s housewife. Yeah, retro. I like it.
It's pearls. Very fun.
And these awesome shoes. We'll take pictures. So Tell me a little bit about yourself, Chalisa. I mean, I'd like to know, you know, when it all started. And
right. I think it started probably when I was about 10 or 11. And like a lot of girls like me, they tried on their either mother's or sister's underwear and pantyhose. Or, I mean, with me, it was pantyhose. I mean, I think the first time that I tried on my mom's pantyhose, it was the first time I ever had an orgasm. So I think from that point, probably I should have known this was going to be something that was going to haunt me or be part of whatever I was doing for the rest of my life.
How would you think that? Like, how old were you again?
I think I was 11 when that happened.
11, okay.
So basically, I put them on, and I just got so excited that I had an orgasm, like, right there. And that was the first time that I ever had. So it was kind of, you know, it was a very odd experience, I guess, with being that young and being like, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've always been very attracted to women, so, you know, never been attracted to men. I think, you know, I used to just fantasize about it, you know, when I was in grade school and through high school, you know.
You fantasized about wearing women's clothing? Yeah. You mean? Yeah. Did you ever try on stuff more than just that one time? Did you continue, like, you know, when nobody was home, like, putting on your mom's stockings or dresses or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
I mean, anytime I could get, I'd be dressing up and, you know, like, just trying to be as beautiful as I could be, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back then I think my sister had, like, a wedding gown, you know, and I used to just love putting that on. And
that's cool.
The weird thing is I could actually fit into it back then, but anyway. Yeah, so.
Nice. That's cute. If I can picture you in a wedding dress. That's what I'm trying to do now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it would look beautiful.
Well, I don't know how you looked when you were that young, so.
Oh, back then?
Yeah. You were probably like an adorable little kid.
Yeah. I'm sure I was more adorable then. Well, I'm actually pretty adorable now. I don't know, whatever.
You're adorable now, too.
Anyway,
did you ever, so when you, were you in your, when you were in your like later teens and maybe early 20s, did you start dressing at all, like regularly and going out? Like, when was the first time you actually went out dressed? Where people, like in public?
In public, I think a lot of girls like me is always on Halloween. It's our excuse to get dressed up. So my high school girlfriend, I told her about it. You know, I had this one night that I just sat down and I said, I have to tell you something. And I told her. And she was like, oh, that's not that bad. And she ended up ordering some really nice stockings for me.
Wow.
And, you know, I think the first time going out is I went out with her on Halloween as a girl. And she helped me get dressed, and you know, I actually got a lot of compliments. She was a little worried. She was like, "You look better than me." I'm like, "Shut up." So that was kind of cool. I mean, that she was like totally accepting of it and whatever.
I'm really surprised about that, just because you know, I guess what time period was this? Was this like 80s?
90s? This was the late 80s.
Late 80s, and I just feel like I don't know if in the late 80s, I would even be accepting of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think
that's the biggest fear that cross-dressers have is acceptance. I think you're right. For me, back then, I think when I told her, like, we had been together for a couple of years already.
Right.
And I didn't want any secrets. I just said, you know, this is what I like doing. And a reaction was a surprise. I mean, I think that you should always be honest. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you have a secret, it's not helping. It's going to come out no matter what
Absolutely,
you do.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially something that you feel strongly about doing, you know? Like
yeah.
Cross-dressing is something you can't really avoid because it...
It's part of
it's
who
like
you are.
It's kind of like an obsession, and you know?
I wouldn't even call it an obsession. I
It's part of who you are, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like it's part of who... From all of the conversations so far that I've gathered, it's just... who you are inside. This is how you feel. You're like gender fluid or whatever it is.
Right.
You like to feel feminine.
You like to feel feminine and beautiful and mm-hmm. sexy and why not? Doesn't everybody? I don't
sure.
understand why. Anyway, but
I think everybody does like to feel that way.
But apparently, you know, there's this, I think lately there's been such an acceptance of transgender people that, you know, it's more okay, but there's still like
sure.
a lot of negative, whatever. Thank yeah. God we're in America and apparently it's okay here. Now.
It should be. I mean, mm-hmm. it should be okay everywhere. And mm-hmm. I would love to see it more widely accepted. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Roxy keeps saying as well is that she doesn't want to be shoved into a basement all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When we were talking about that party down in, I'm not going to say the name of the place.
Right, okay.
But I'm just going to say, like, you know, it's a little seedy and, mm-hmm. you know, you go there and you do kind of feel like you're being, like, hidden away.
Hidden, right, because.
You know, and she has a problem with that. She wants to be in places that are, like, nicer, classier, you know, like, why mm-hmm. should we have to be subjected to that just because this is who we are. You know what I mean? Why should we be subjected to, you know, being in this crappy little place surrounded by, like, you know, weird men?
Right.
You know, that could be,
well,
that
it
are creepy.
Shouldn't be like that. I mean,
no. I mean, but that's what happens. Like, when, that's what happens when it turns into, like, an underground kind of thing. You know?
Yeah.
When it's less accepted. You know, it was like the same way when, you know, before people could be openly gay. It was the
yeah.
same thing. You know, they were like kind of like hidden in this underworld. And, you know, it was seedy. It seemed like it was, you know what I mean? It just didn't, like, regular people, like heterosexual people wouldn't just walk through those
yeah.
areas.
It seems like there's a bit of a revolution going on in the transgender world with...
Sure.
I mean, it's just been so, like, kind of like a thing that's been on people's consciousness mm-hmm. about acceptance and, you know...
Well, where
but
I
of
work,
course, you know, with Trump, we took, like, a step back.
We took some steps back, unfortunately.
But
yeah.
hopefully, you know, it's not going to be, like, one of these things that just becomes another... I mean...
I feel like, though, there's still things that are happening now that are... There's, like, some areas, like, some school districts that are, like, pulling books off the shelves. There was a school board that wanted to burn books
mm-hmm.
that oh, had LGBTQ
things,
themes.
Right,
yeah. In fact, I just did, I'm a librarian.
What will they do with those students that are definitely, you know?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. So, like, in the school district that I work in and the school that I work in, we have an LGBTQ club. And it's a middle school. So they're, you know, they're just kind of like feeling out
yeah.
who they are. And that club is booming. There's like 40 kids in that club. So it's a lot of kids, like, just working out their identity, but starting to feel comfortable, you know,
right.
being out a little bit. You know, it is still like a club where it's a safe place, but, you know, it's growing in numbers because I think that's what's happening now. It's getting more accepted. And even if some of them are just kind of like there to just learn, like some of
yeah.
them, you don't know if they're really transgender. You don't know if they're really gay. They're just kind of like feeling, growing,
right.
learning who they are.
I think the problem is, you know, like just... being accepted as who you are, you know, like in America.
Right.
And I think things have come a long way, but we're still like totally there. But I don't know if, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to get there because, you know, I mean, living an alternative lifestyle is not going to be accepted by everyone, you know?
Well, that's true.
But
I mean,
it shouldn't have to be an alternative.
It shouldn't have to be an alternative lifestyle. Well, it should just be a lifestyle. Like, this is how we live.
Right.
You know? And it shouldn't, like, nobody should care.
But at this point, I have to say, I think we're at the peak of acceptance of this transgender community.
But I'm disagreeing with you because
what... You think it could get even more, like... Egypt was, you know, it seemed like, like back then it was like, you know, the guys and the girls, they all looked like feminine. Well, it was a different
time,
you know?
Yeah. There's definitely been time periods where things were a little bit more accepted than others, even homosexuality.
Listen, I think you can have total acceptance all the time, but it's just, you're expecting too much from
the masses?
Yeah, the masses, basically, whatever.
Well,
you're just expecting too much out of, like, everyone.
I'm not expecting any. What I was going to say is that, like, since I'm a school librarian, we had banned books week. Every year there's a banned books week. It's it's just something that you celebrate every year. And I made a display. And one of the things that was on the display was a word cloud of all the reasons why books are challenged or banned in libraries. And the largest, you understand what a word cloud is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the largest word on that word cloud was LGBTQ.
Oh.
So that is the most popular reason that books are challenged or banned.
Right. Of course.
Because of themes in books that are, you know, homosexual or transgender based, things like that. So that's what I'm saying. It's like,
it could get better.
It could get better, but it feels
I'm
like.
I'm just saying, like, at this point, I'm like, well, they're already, like, pretty much there's accepted, you know, like, I would say celebrities that are transgender.
Sure.
But of course, that's always going to be, but it just seems like everybody's like, yes, you know. On the face, or yes, but it depends. I mean, it depends on your upbringing, and you know, it's never going to be like
it
something
may never
like,
be fully accepted by everyone.
It's never going to be. I mean, you have to be realistic.
But I feel like,
but this
we
is
still
the most,
have a way
I think.
To go.
But I think we have a little bit, maybe more to go. But I think at that point,
there's
like
a lot longer
like,
way to go.
There's,
yeah.
I know, but like total acceptance. How far are we from total acceptance?
Well, I don't think there'll ever be like complete total acceptance.
Right. But how far do you think we are right now from total acceptance?
I think we're pretty far from it.
We're far. 50% or where are we at total acceptance?
I can't say like
where do you think
percentage
we are?
Percentage wise.
This is a good question.
It is, but I think it's
think about the people that
65 maybe?
65?
65% acceptance.
Okay.
Maybe 60.
I brought this question to you. I never thought about it, but I think I'm not really sure. There's different levels of acceptance too. There's some people that say, whatever you want to do, you know.
And just then, as long as you don't come near me.
As long as you don't, yeah.
As long
exactly.
as I don't have to see it, you know.
Exactly.
So,
what are we talking about?
Okay.
Why am I here? Why are you
interviewing
me anyway?
No, there was something
anyway?
I was going to ask you.
How did I agree to this?
There was something
I don't even know how to put my eyelashes on them. I'm like a virgin. I haven't ever been with a man.
That's what I was going to ask you.
No,
Do you have any erotic moments that you could talk about? It doesn't have to necessarily be like full-on sex or anything. It's just
erotic
something
moments.
Erotic. Yeah, like what was something super erotic that you experienced as a crossdresser?
Super erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say with my... my ex-wife, when we first got together, and she argued with me that it might have been the reason I married her, but I didn't tell her I dressed. She just wanted me to wear her pantyhose, you know, and so I was like, okay, twist my arm. I mean, I was in her pantyhose so quick, and then she's like, just like feeling my body and like saying, I love your curves and your nipples and your breasts, and like she just... started like pretty much filling me up like a girl and being like she loved it, you know? And
does she like women?
She said she definitely liked breasts, you know, but I think she was always into men, but she was definitely curious about... Oh, I'm sorry. Hit the microphone. No, she definitely liked women. She just always was with men, and she knew she met me as a musician, and I guess for some reason she probably expected I would be into it. I don't know, but I think you know, we got together at one time, and she made me wear pantyhose, and then she started ordering like lingerie outfits from Fredericks of Hollywood, and like, you know,
I love those catalogs.
And we used to watch movies and dressed and
like, you know, porn movies, or
crossing our legs and our pantyhose and our heels. And
that's so cute.
And yeah, it was very cute, and I was like, wow, like I'm really happy. And then unfortunately, being a cross-dresser or whatever gender you are does not guarantee a great marriage, and things didn't work out. The one thing that really kind of bothered me about that was that she used it against me, like while we were separated, and saying, you know, I'm going to tell the court that you are a freak and a cross dresser. And I'm like, you made me dress for you.
That's,
you know, but
terrible.
I just really was like, but I understood, because I know who she is, and I'm like, she would just say anything. It doesn't matter. You know?
Well, that's really sad and unfortunate to do that to somebody.
But I'm like, this is like the thing about, you know, confiding in people. So like, I give out my information sometimes to people, and I'm like, oh my God, like I just, you know, they know who I am now, and they can... they know where I work, and they can out me whenever they want, you know? Yeah. But at some level in my head, I'm like, you know, I'd be so relieved if somebody outed me right now. And I'm like, you know?
Yeah. Right. Because I'm like, it's listening. Harder to hide something like that than it is to just be open about it. And well, even if there are people like that don't like
cute,
it.
Like if I felt like I looked really bad, I'd be like, oh my God, if they saw me like this, I'm like, what are they going to say? Well, he actually looks pretty cute. But anyway.
Oh, you're funny.
No, this is like one of the things, this is one of the crazy things I think about. And I don't really care anymore. I'm like 57.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love about dressing is that I've heard from people that I look like I'm in my 20s, and I'm like, you're out of your mind, you know?
Well, makeup definitely helps makeup you look helps, younger. Yeah.
For sure. You know?
And having like long eyelashes and things like that helps.
My legs help too, because my legs are still there.
Yeah, you got great
my
legs.
My legs are great.
Yeah, you do.
But anyway, but you know, I think for me, it's just, I think it's one of my favorite pastimes at this point, you know?
Why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, just be yourself. Enjoy it, you know? That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt the same way, too, as, you know, I'm turning 50 soon, and I don't give any fucks anymore. Like, whatever. I just want to have fun and be who I am. Sometimes I'll look at myself and I'll be like, oh, my God, you look so old. But then, you know, other times I feel good, and I still feel like I'm a sexy woman.
You know what it is? It's your energy.
Mm-hmm.
People feel.
Right. Yeah, somebody said that to me once. They said that you'll always be sexy because you have that sex appeal. Yeah. And I like that compliment, because I was in my early 40s when I still felt like... I was in my mid-40s, I should say. And I said I felt like I was... you know, gonna lose that, and he was like, no, he's like, you'll always be sexy because you have that sex appeal.
Right.
So I like that as a compliment. That was nice. I never forgot that.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's your energy and your personality that people see.
Yeah.
You know, it's beyond what you look like, and if they know who you really are, then you're there. I mean, then that's what they really see.
Yeah, that's true.
And then it really doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
And to tell you the truth, that's really what you want in your life is people who see you who you really are.
Absolutely.
So you don't want people to be like, oh my God, well, she looks so old, but it's not about that.
Right.
It's about connection.
Yeah.
It's about wanting to feel like you belong and that you're part of somebody and part of somebody's life.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting a little esoteric here, but anyway, it's all about connection.
Are you getting choked up right now?
Me?
You look a little beklempt.
Well, I'm very emotional.
You're an emotional person. Yeah, I could tell. And I've listened to some of your songs too. You really do pour your heart out in your music.
Yeah, my songs are.
Maybe next time we'll be able to hear one of your songs.
Yeah. Anyway.
But this was really nice, and I'm really happy that you were here.
And I'm glad I was here too.
Yeah, I'm glad we got to do this too.
Anyway,
it's pretty sexy.
How do you like my shoes? These shoes
are so fabulous.
I'm so happy that I've been sitting the whole time because I can't walk on these shoes.
Yes, I just took a picture. Okay, let me take a picture of
the full Chalisa girl. I don't know.
I think I could see your.
What? What? You can see what? What are you saying? I can see your what?
Just under your skirt. No, that's fine.
Why are you looking there?
You had your legs open.
What do you mean? My skirt is not even...
Smile. There you go. Very nice. Sexy.
You know.
No, you have a great smile. You should smile more.
But I know my teeth are yellow and... And drinking wine's actually not the best thing for me.
No, it turns your teeth like pink.
Turns your teeth crazy. Oh, no. Pink. It turns them green.
Green?
Yeah. They're kind of...
It's
bad.
Green?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
It's not a good color. Whatever it is, it's not good. Whatever the red wine does. Yeah, but... And I wanted to get, like, color... You know, like, my teeth colored, but... They're like, well, are you going to stop?
What color are you going to get them?
No, not colored. I mean, whitened. Not colored.
Oh, whitened.
Yeah. I'm going to get my teeth colored pink. I didn't have pink teeth.
Oh, I know.
What color are you thinking? What color would you make your teeth or whatever? Never mind.
I don't know. I might make them like, I don't know.
Would you make them a weird color?
Like neon color.
Like neon. You know what would be cool?
Neon orange.
Like if you smiled and it like blinded people. It was like, like crazy. So bright that they couldn't even see.
Right.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.